This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, you got Jonas Brothers making the song that sounds like Hand Jive from the Grease movie. And now you got this 80s. What the hell is going on? Seriously.
I just felt like there was necessary pointing through that entire song. Like,
oh, yeah.
I'm pointing at you. I'm pointing at you.
Yeah, there should have been some workout montage. Something.
Oh, my God.
The 80s are back.
We have officially run out of new ideas. There are no more new ideas. We just...
The Chet Buchanan Before the Show Show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
On 98.5 KLUC.
And I still can't... That song is still... You know what I mean? Just hasn't, the single hasn't been played a lot yet.
Yeah.
So every time I hear that, I'm like, you know, what station is this?
Right?
Hold up. Am I on the wrong? Am I in the wrong place right now?
Honestly, and I'm not even knocking it, because when I first heard that song from The Weeknd, I was like, what is this? This is not going to go anywhere. It was too 80s. Like, I get when you throw a little bit of 80s in there, but then I'm like, oh, this is way too 80s. But I am so digging it right now because I can't help but bounce when it comes on. And I don't know. I feel like I'm with my people when I'm back and listening to that kind of music.
Back in Florida.
What,
huh?
Your people? You were born in 1990.
No, I was born in 89. I was born in 89.
Okay, that's not your people. What the hell are you talking about?
I like to claim it every once in a while. I was like, I was born in the 80s. Might have only spent a very short amount of time there.
Okay, are you going to be weird today?
I'm not going to be weird today, no.
You can't claim that it's not your people.
If you don't know who Pat Benatar, if people listening right now don't know who Pat Benatar is, Pat Benatar was my soul in like the mid 2000s.
You started this.
I listened to.
Right, I did. I did start this.
So this is the reason I love that song so much. It just reminds me of Love is a Battlefield.
It's not even close to Love is a Battlefield.
She goes doop 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 like 80s video game or something.
You're right, though. I did start this.
You did.
I brought this I brought this upon myself. I did. I was gonna try and stand up for myself, and then I realized, no, I have zero defense.
The Chet Buchanan Before the Show Show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
On 98.5 KLUC.
I thought this was interesting this morning. How many episodes counts as a binge? Three.
Three?
I answered three. Three counts as a binge.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'll agree with that. You know what? It depends for me how long the episodes are. If they're 30 minutes, it's got to be at least five. But a binge for like an hour-long episode, you're totally right. Three is more than enough.
You promised me you weren't going to be weird today.
That's not weird. That is analysis.
That's specific, yeah. Which I guess can get weird.
Oh, you went to the Knights game last night, huh?
I did go to the Knights game last night.
Oh, so you were out late. Did you take a nap?
I did take a nap. It was really hard to nap. I don't know why lately it's been really kind of a struggle.
You were so excited.
I guess so. It's the only thing that makes sense.
How many episodes is a binge?
For me, five. I think five you're binge watching.
Three is not a binge. Three is just you're hanging out.
Yeah.
Three felt right to me. Yeah, there's no real answer. It's just what feels right. And I guarantee nobody says four.
No.
Nobody says four. Either you say three or you say five. You might even say two. Two might qualify as a binge because it's just more than one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You and your wife binge watching things yesterday? Because I know you have a busy weekend coming up.
No, somebody did a thing.
Oh. Just a study.
Yeah, I prepare for this show. Unlike other people I know. Some people just come in.
Yeah, Jess.
Some
God.
I was waiting for that. I was like, that's not Kayla. That's me.
Some people just come in and be weird.
She's the weird one. I'm the unprepared one.
Are you? No,
I'm just claiming
we
it.
We all prepared.
Yeah.
I'll be that one.
To a certain level. Golden Knights last night. By the way, what a great game to go see.
That was so fun.
Alec Martinez scores in his first game with the Golden Knights. Sweet. We got him from the hated Los Angeles Kings. We love him now. used to hate him before. And the Golden Knights score two in 27 seconds to start the third period. And seriously, Tampa Bay was white hot, number one team in the NHL, and it's not even close.
Yeah.
And we snap their 11-game winning streak. Golden Knights win their fourth straight, and they won all four in a row at home during this homestand.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Saturday is super cool. Oh, you're going?
Tomorrow. Yeah, now I'm super nervous about it. Because they got to win five, and I'm going, and, you know.
I got to be honest.
I know.
If you swing that kind of hammer, we'll find a way to make better use of it. Okay. You know what I mean? Okay. If you can control things in that nature, we'll send you during the playoffs.
I'm pretty high power. You underestimate me.
God, I am surrounded today. I am surrounded with weirdness today, and I'm starting to dig it.
Yep.
I'm starting to go, hold on. This is going to be fun. This is going to be a fun ride today. No, but here's the really cool part. So Saturday, tomorrow, is the 40th anniversary of the Miracle on Ice when the USA Olympic team beat the Russians.
Okay.
They did the movie Miracle about it. It's a big, big freaking deal.
Okay.
And it's the 40th anniversary tomorrow. And that team, those guys, are going to be at the Golden Knights game.
Oh, pretty cool. Nice. Okay.
Yeah. And, you ready for this? Because what's my favorite movie on the planet?
Miracle.
Miracle. I love the Miracle on Ice, everything about it. I've watched every documentary. I have a signed, framed picture in my office at home.
Like, oh,
this
that's
is,
cool.
No, this is my world. Like, and so those guys are going to be the grand marshals for Sunday's NASCAR race.
Dude, oh, that's awesome.
Cool. I'll be standing from me to you. And introducing them on Fox to give the, you know, drivers start your engines.
Are you going to bring things for them to sign?
No.
Okay.
That's not professional.
Are you gonna have them sign your arm?
If this is your world, I just wasn't sure if we were going to break protocol.
And what would I bring?
I don't know. I feel like
underwear?
You might have...
Sign my draw.
Is that a
please thing? Do. Make sure they're women's. US, women's underwear.
By the way, if I have USA Olympic underwear, yes, I am bringing it. But I don't think I do. I'm pretty sure. Anyway, I'm just stoked about it, and you should be stoked about it.
Yes.
It'll be awesome. And go Knights.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, how you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! I mean, it's Friday and all. It's going to be sunny and 70 today. It's going to be amazing. Can you believe it's 1 year ago today was when we had that big snow? Remember when we had the snow day?
Was it really?
We actually had a snow day 1 year ago today.
Oh, I really feel like it wasn't that long ago. It's really funny, actually.
For me, it seems longer. For me, it seems years ago. Like I was, it was only a year ago. And it was today. Yeah, everybody, I remember how mad everybody was, too, because on Thursday was actually when all the snow was.
Yeah.
And they didn't send kids home because the streets were still clear. But everybody was so upset about it. And then on Friday, they had school closed.
Yep.
And there was no more snow.
Kids loved it.
Yeah. Everybody kept their kids. A lot of people kept their kids home on Thursday.
Yeah, I did.
A lot of people did and kept their kids home.
That's really cool. I remember I work at a golf course part-time, and they had shut down the course, obviously. And a bunch of the residents came out and had a sledding day out there, which I thought it was really cool, actually.
Yeah.
I'd be worried that they broke because there's not enough snow. You know what I mean?
Right.
There's snow, but I'd be worried that it ruined the whole thing.
But that day it was coming down.
No, it was great. Like,
yeah. It was beautiful.
It's once
that.
A decade.
Yeah.
We get it once every, if you've lived here long, like I've lived here long enough, I've seen two of those days. I've lived, and you guys have lived here. How long have you lived here?
10 years.
Yeah. So, and you've seen one snow day.
One snow day like that, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
One big snow day.
Yeah, we've had a little.
Yeah, we have a little bit.
But yeah, about once every 10 years, we get one where it just shuts stuff down.
That's awesome.
The one before that, Seven Hills and Anthem and up in that area got just drilled.
Mm-hmm.
Drilled. And my wife tells a story because her little bachelorette house that we lived in together for a while, which was awesome. It was kind of up at the end of Horizon Ridge.
Okay.
You know, like halfway to Boulder City, like by Foothill High School,
yeah.
Sort of, but on the other side of the freeway. And she had to, she couldn't get in her driveway. So I guess the neighbors came over and literally, like, she had like just a little tiny car, and they just lifted her car into the driveway. She tells
How
that story.
Funny.
Yeah, and she couldn't get out the next day.
That's
and stuff
really
like that.
Funny.
Yeah.
I'm really happy we don't have to shovel snow.
I did that
once when I was pregnant. I really thought I was going to go into labor.
Oh, while you're in, was that when you were in Nebraska?
When I was in, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It gets nasty there, doesn't it?
It does.
I don't know anything about it, but it just seems like that would be a place where it gets nasty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. All right. We got NASCAR tickets, of course, NASCAR weekend, trucks tonight, Xfinity race tomorrow is probably not going to happen, but whatever. I hate to say it, but it's just usually when they say it's going to rain, we get all this and we're like, ooh, it's going to rain. Yay.
Yeah.
And then by the time the rain gets here, it doesn't happen. How many times is that where we go, oh, it's going to rain on blah, blah, blah day. And then it doesn't rain.
Countless times.
We get nothing.
Yeah.
This one, it seems like it's getting worse as it comes along. Well, we actually, or at least I, don't want it to rain tomorrow.
Yeah.
And it looks like it's actually going to. But then Pennzoil 400 on Sunday, we have tickets for that for the final, or for the final exam. I'm already at the end of the show. For the first pick. Coming up in just a minute, and you will be, I believe, our final qualifier for those passes to go wherever I go, you go, and I go places.
It's a sweet
deal. I'll take you.
It's so
like
fun.
Literally, reach out. I'll take you. And other P1s, if you're going, reach out. I have a way of.
Okay.
I have a way of getting passes. Mostly because Kayla's not going now, and I have her passes. I don't know. Speaking of passes. Front of the line passes for that movie Onward, the new movie from Disney Pixar. We've got a premiere coming up Tuesday the 3rd, not this coming Tuesday, but the next one. We have tickets for that and Fandango movie passes. See whatever movie you want then. If you're one of those people that doesn't like being told what to do. Sure. All of that for the first pick coming up next. 98.5 KLUC.
All right, the first pick. It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off. First
things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
This came out of a different conversation that we had. We were talking about movies the other day.
Yeah, I don't know how we actually got on the topic of it, but.
didn't we do a first pick about movies?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, we did.
I don't know what it was. But then we were talking about what movie messed you up as a kid. That's what it was. It came around to some. Kayla said something about a movie that messed you up.
Yeah. So when I was like 4 years old, saw Pulp Fiction and there's a very graphic scene in Pulp Fiction, which yes. I happened to turn on right when that scene was happening. So I was traumatized. So I can never watch Pulp Fiction ever again.
Similarly. And I couldn't tell you exactly what movie it was, but my mom was watching a movie and I fell asleep on the couch mm-hmm. and I was pretty little. And then I heard screaming. And you know that, you know where you hear it and you're dreaming?
Yeah.
So that started me down the path. And I woke up and there was a woman who was being abused.
Oh.
And it was bad. It was a bad scene. And I think it was Death Wish. Some old movie. I think it was called Death Wish.
Huh. Oh, my God.
But I remember it vividly. And I think it's shaped because I.
Do you have nightmares about it still?
If I saw somebody doing that to a woman, I could kill. And it's not even close.
Oh
it's not.
God,
I wouldn't even think twice. I could and would kill. I'd go to jail.
Wow.
And I'm sure it's because of that because I was so traumatized. Oh. So what movie? Do you have a movie that messed you up as a kid?
Jaws.
All of them too.
Sure.
Yeah. And it wasn't just for the ocean. It was in my own pool too. I would constantly, when I would go underwater, I would think the shark was going to come from the drain.
Messed
yeah.
with your head.
Uh-huh.
Messed with your head. What movie messed you up as a kid? This should be fun. 702-364-9898. You get first pick of the prize. I don't think anything ever got me when I was a kid. It's the first pick, by the way. What movie traumatized you as a kid? I don't think anything traumatized me as a kid, but you know what'll traumatize me now?
What?
When the dog gets it in the end. So I'm not going to watch that. I asked my wife last night. I said, Call of the Wild. Jacob Toronto's coming in later to do a review on it. He's our buddy from ChasingCinema.com. We do a thing called Six Word Cinema. Because he's a critic, he hates everything. But I love him so much that it's fun to just give him crap about hating everything.
Yeah, exactly. So it's, you don't even realize how critical you're being, Jacob. And he's like, no, no. I'm like, oh, you don't even see it. You're blinded
by
it.
He's one of the nicest people I know. And I love him so much. And yet, yeah, I just love to just torture him over his, you know, well, this movie, blah, blah, blah. Stop it. No, so we saw the ad last night for Call of the Wild. And I said to my wife, I said, should we go see this? She goes, absolutely not. And I said, why? What do you have against Harrison Ford and computer generated dogs? and she looked at me and she goes, you know what happens at the end, right? Didn't you read that book in school? And I said, no, as a matter of fact, I didn't.
I didn't either. I didn't know it was a book.
But you can guess. I mean, yeah. I suppose if there's a movie where there's a dog in it, there's a pretty good chance the dog's going to get it at the end. I don't have time for that. I don't.
No, I'm sorry.
I don't want any of that. I was sheltered from Bambi as a child.
Oh, my mom said Bambi traumatized me. I don't even remember, though, but she said because
it's traumatizing.
You know, the mom, and my mom raised me as a single mom, so.
I'm pretty good at compartmentalizing. I really am. I'm pretty good. I'm very much in denial. I'm sure if I ever go to therapy, we'll unpack all sorts of layers of things that I've repressed. Sure. Uh-huh, you know what I mean? I would imagine it's something like that.
Do you want to know what ruined me was Homeward Bound? Because the dog does, nothing happens at the end. The dogs make it home. Yay. And I'm like, and then you watch all these other dog movies and the dog ends up getting it in the end. And I'm like, damn it. So Homeward Bound set me up for failure.
Yep, set you up. Set you up because it was the one time
that the dogs were successful.
I'd love to watch Marley and Me. No way. No. No way, dude. By the way, what have I also told you about that one? What's that one song where the dog in the video? Lately, I've been happier.
It's not happier.
F that song and F that video.
Tell us how you really feel.
No,
that's
it's not.
How I feel.
If you want to cry, watch that music video.
That is how I feel. All right, what song scarred you for life as a kid, Geraldo?
What song or what movie?
No, what? Oh, did I say song? Sorry, what movie scarred you for life?
The movie to me was The Exorcist.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Like, that one. I still don't even like going to a friend's house to have stairs. I'm like, oh, no, I'm good.
That's a story for life.
That's great. Bubba, in Northtown, hey.
Hey.
What movie scarred you for life?
All of the Chucky movies.
No.
I've been begging my son to let me have him watch Chucky. He's like, no.
Why?
Here's what's funny.
I hate dolls.
I can separate that because I'm like, this is so not real.
How do you know?
Oh, I know. It's not. Well, I don't know. I guess I really. What's the difference? What's the difference? There's a bad apple in every bunch, isn't there?
Right.
What's the difference between Chucky and Toy Story? Nothing. Nothing.
Yeah, because Woody was a little jealous there in that first.
Yeah. Except when somebody comes in the room, the toys all, you know, they go limp, and in Chucky, you just kill everybody. Uh-huh. He's like, I'm not going limp for you.
He's like, it's not happening.
Wait, so Chucky didn't traumatize you, Jonathan? What did you do?
No, when I was four, my dad let me watch Chucky, and he got me a good guy doll. And I took it on the elevator and told a lady to blank off and die.
Oh, in Chucky voice?
Yeah.
Oh!
Probably didn't go.
Your dad regretted that.
I think we all did.
Yeah, point. Right?
Sadi, what movie traumatized you as a kid?
Gremlins. Gremlins was a disaster. Those little animals with the eyes, and I started walking around toy stores, and I was crying because those little things I thought would jump off shelves and kill me.
It was a disaster.
Disaster.
That's funny. That one didn't mess me up at all.
Furbies. I was scared of Furbies for the longest time because of the movie Gremlins.
Oh, no,
and I know
Furbies
there's different things, but I always looked at Furbies as like that.
No, Furbies are evil. Furbies were the original, this thing is spying on me. I know it is. Yeah.
Real funny. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's kind of back-to-back good feeling story of the day. This is straight out of a movie. Newlywed couple They just both happen to be police officers. It's awesome. Chase and Nicole McCown.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they Saturday was date night. They decided to go to Raising Cane's. Get some chicken fingers. I get it, because Amy and I will do that.
Oh, yeah, Buddy and I do it.
Uh-huh. They realized dude at the register had a gun, and the rest of the place was empty. And they were kind of sitting in the back, and they realized dude's robbing the place. And there's surveillance video. It's awesome. You can see them both just kind of get up, pull out their weapons, and split apart and take different paths towards the register. Homeboy saw them, took off running out of his door. They go running after him. It's like a movie.
Wow. Oh, my God.
They caught him a few blocks away and held him until a few on-duty cops showed up to arrest him. He was charged with robbery and received a stolen property. And he is a felon in possession of a gun.
Wow.
So it's all bad. We've got audio.
It's actually right after we got married, that's where we ate dinner. So the same location. And then I saw her hands go up like this. I'm like, is he doing what I think he's doing? And he's like, yeah. We're trained for those kind of situations. And, you know, when it comes to people's lives are in danger, I feel like any other officer here would have done the exact same thing.
Yeah, you're not just a badass, you know, on duty. 24 hour a day badass. You're
always,
that girl.
Always looking. That's one thing I learned from my dad. He's like, you're always surveying the land around whatever location you're in.
Yeah, but you're not a cop. you're not a cop.
Oh my God.
I don't want you pulling a gun.
No, not me. My dad.
You stick to the surveying. It'll be fun. You know what I love about that? Is that it was Nicole that was doing the interview.
Yeah.
Not him. You know what I mean? Not Chase. That she was the one to. So that's awesome. And so there's good feeling story on top of good feeling story.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
Stories like this seem to pop up about once every 2-3 months, but I love them. I will tell them every time.
Okay.
Because stuff like this is so cool to me. A guy in New Brunswick, New Jersey, his name's David Caldwell. Freaking out last month, as you can imagine, because his fiance went into labor 10 weeks early.
Oh, my God.
10 weeks early. A nurse named Lisa McGowan helped calm him down. The best news is, the really good news out of this, is David's fiance and their son, Zane, both just fine.
Good.
Great.
Little boy's putting on weight, getting stronger every day. The reason why this story has gone from New Brunswick, New Jersey, all the way to Las Vegas, Nevada, and around the world in the news is because of a really weird coincidence.
Bonded with Dad right away. He was a very big guy. He's a big teddy bear. He said his mom had always talked to him about this nurse, Lisa, that took care of him. They came in with this picture that they had found in his baby book that I was the nurse who took care of him when he was a preterm baby. So it was pretty remarkable.
Zane is doing amazing. He's getting bigger and stronger every day.
It's really amazing, and to receive it back 30 plus years later is, I don't know if there's really any words to describe it, actually.
So if you didn't pick up on that, after Zane was born, David starts looking at old pictures of himself as a baby because he was also a preemie. And it turns out that Lisa was the same nurse that took care of him when he was a preemie.
That's incredible.
Both kids born at St. Peter's University Hospital. Lisa's been there as a nurse for over 3 decades. And there's a picture of her holding him as a newborn. So they recreated the picture with the new newborn.
Oh, my God!
Last week, yeah. And they said, yeah, they bonded right away.
How incredible.
And finding out that she had cared for him as a baby was, quote, a very nice surprise. and it turned out good for us because it's a good feeling story of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
I listen on the app.
And I listen on my smart speaker.
Catch anything you missed, or if you just want to hear it again at KLUC.com or on the radio.com app, just search Chet Buchanan.
Story came out a couple of days ago. But apparently, communications employees at Facebook have to blow dry Mark Zuckerberg's armpits before he gives big speeches.
Ew. That's so nasty.
Oh, I guess. So I guess it was bad that for quite a while that he looked sweaty and nervous. A lot. and that it's kind of made him obsessive about it. So, wow. So yeah, it's at one point that there was that there were people, and not just like one person. Like,
there were multiple people?
No, well, like whoever was closest.
Oh, my God.
I had to just, hey, get over here and blow dry Mark's pit.
Can you imagine dodging him throughout the day?
Right? You're his personal assistant, but...
Okay, we want you to go with Mark to Brussels. He's going to give a big speech. Yes! We're going to need you to be right by his side the whole time. No! No!
We know what that means.
No. Or they're sitting in a boardroom. Oh, hey, we're going to need some people to go on this. We're going to need some people to go with Mark to give this speech. And you can imagine everybody's in the rooms going, not me, not me. Not me, not me.
New guy, Johnny. Yeah, yeah, I'm totally guys. In.
Intern Johnny.
FNG Johnny. That's right. Yeah, Kayla, we're going to need you to go with Mark to Argentina. Not Argentina. But Jessica got to go with Mark to Greenland. What's the worst job you ever had? Do you ever have to blow dry anybody's pits?
Yeah. Okay, so
What's the worst job?
I've never had to blow dry pits, but I volunteered at the Special Olympics in my little hometown. I volunteered at their community center there, and they had this giant dog walk area in the back for like therapy and everything. And they didn't have doggy bags on it. You were just allowed to, sure. The dog was just, it was private
well,
land.
Sure.
Dogs could just go to the bathroom. They just asked that you shoveled up the poop. And so they lead shovels at all these different waste baskets along the trail. They leave shovels there for you.
I think we know where this is going.
Yes.
Oh, poor Kayla.
I know. And then like 9 times out of 10, nobody picked it up. So then I would have shoveled it. And then I was in charge of collecting the poop bags once a week.
Ew. Sure.
Yeah. This is a glorious job. And the worst part is I volunteered for it.
I grew up on a farm, dude. So there's all kinds. That's nothing.
Oh, God. What did you have to do?
The worst?
Yeah.
There's two that come to mind. The first one, the absolute worst job I ever did was my dad wanted me to, and I was like 16, so I was, you know, starting to be strong, you know, whatnot. My dad wanted me to take down a barbed wire fence in a field. What sucked about it is it was super old, so the barbed wire was rusty, so it's really hard to coil that up.
Yeah.
Also, if you are taking, the barbed wire is held to the fence post by these staples, and the grass was probably knee high, and if you drop one of those staples, you can't lose a staple, because if you do, a cow is likely to eat it, and they'll die.
Oh, no.
So you can't, it's tough. You can't drop one. If you do, I finally figured it out. I brought a magnet.
Oh.
So I could find a staple if I dropped.
Oh, that's so smart.
Then you got to get the fence posts out of the ground. And it was rainy and...
Oh, so the holes just kept falling back in as soon as you dug them out.
And muddy. And you'd try and pull the fence post out and it would just create like a vacuum and just suck it right back in. It was awful.
That sounds terrible. Awful.
And then my dad also had the idea that I should, by hand... dig out an additional part of the basement so we could park like lawnmowers and stuff underneath the house.
Mm-hmm.
And so he literally, I'd lay on my back and with a half of a shovel, cut the handle off and shovel. And I'm like, it's really hard. And he's like, no, it's not. It's just dirt. No, it was blue clay underneath there. It was awful. It was awful.
Oh, my God.
And he thought I was screwing around. And I got in a fair amount of trouble, not only for the lack of progress I had made, but for basically telling him that he needed to get under there his own in no uncertain terms. and he needed to see for himself. And so he's finally like, go, fine. And I'll go under there. And he was like, oh, I'm sorry. So, what was the worst job you've ever had? Everybody's got a worst job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was your worst job?
Well, I was going to tell you a story and complain about my ice cream scooping job, but after I heard your guys' story, I had it pretty good.
Ice cream scooping. No, ice cream scooping sounds like it's a good thing.
Yeah, you know,
it's exhausting.
Every year there's this one charity that'll ask us to go scoop ice cream for like an hour.
Yeah.
And it's free, so there's lines out the door. And even though it's free and we're supposed to be quote-unquote celebrities, you know, there's 8 million people. They don't care who you are. They don't know. They just want ice cream. They just want free ice cream.
Yeah, right.
And it's not easy. It's not easy. It's sticky.
Mm-hmm.
It's sticky. And it's like, it's hard. Your arm gets tired.
Yeah. And I got let go after my second day because I was scooping the ice cream and I had said out loud, oh man, my wrist hurts. And the owner was like, she's gone.
Ouch.
That was the worst manual labor I ever.
You didn't give him any attitude?
No. I mean, it was within that. They could let go of me and still. I think it's because I had said something about the wrist. Because I was good up until I said my wrist hurts. And they were like, we are not taking her carpal tunnel complaint.
Oh,
understood.
Yeah.
702-364-9890.
Makes you happy in the morning.
Playing the songs you like.
Fresh podcasts go up every day at KLUC.com and on the radio.com app. Just search Chip Buchanan.
I'm highly disappointed that nobody's calling right now to go, yeah, the worst job I ever had is the one I'm going to right now. I'm highly disappointed.
That's funny.
What's the worst job you ever had? There's a story, and we're not sure if it's true or not. But I think anybody that's ever worn a gray t-shirt can relate.
Oh, yeah. Pit stains are a real thing. Yeah. So.
And pitting out in a gray t-shirt.
Uh-huh.
And he does a lot of public speaking, so yeah. I could see how you could be nervous for that.
And he's kind of a nervous guy anyway.
Yeah.
So he used to get nervous and sweaty. Mark Zuckerberg, we're talking about, the CEO of Facebook. And there was a story that was going around that there was a job that somebody had to blow dry his pits before. And who wants that job?
I'm sorry, but it just makes him sound like a diva. Why can't you blow dry your own pits? That's why does somebody thinking. Else have to yeah. do it
why
for you?
Why does somebody else have to do it for you?
Because I wouldn't want that story to be out on me.
Why can't you go into the bathroom and just turn the nozzle on the thing?
That's all. I mean, it's not that hard. We've all done it, okay?
You blow dried your pits?
Oh, God, yeah. And I'm not a sweater, but I've done it before.
I probably have. Sounds like my feel good.
Never had a pit problem.
Do we have a blow dryer here? There's got to be one in the building. Are you sure? Somebody doesn't have one in their bag?
No.
Went to the gym?
There's a diva in here somewhere. I don't know.
Do you have to be a diva?
I think so.
I blow dried my back before because I was meeting up with some guy for smoothies after the gym and I was worried about like my back sweat. So I blow dried my back one time. It was not easy.
Do you regret telling that story now?
No, I don't. It is not that big of a deal. I'm not the only person that's done it. Okay.
No, you might be. I don't know. Have you ever blow dried your back?
No, I've never had to blow dry my body parts at all.
Oh my God. Again, some of it can be quite pleasurable.
Hot steam, I guess.
Yeah.
No, no steam. Dry. No dry.
That's
no
right,
dryer.
That's right.
Sure, dryer. No, not steam. Oh, God, what are we, savages? What are you, Gwyneth Paltrow? Steam, please. No, blow drying on the pits. That actually sounds kind of nice. Spidey on the east side, what's the worst job? Wait, your name's Spidey?
It's a nickname, yeah. That's what I go by.
I just said that like I knew you all my life.
Like, hey, Spidey, that's me, man.
My man,
I was
Spidey.
I was in a motorcycle club for years and years. So that was my road name at the club, so it just became my... Just became a name.
Hold up. Are you old school buddies with Danger Boy who used to be on this show?
No, actually, I've only been in the Las Vegas area for, it'll be a year on the 28th. I actually just moved here from Houston a year ago.
Oh, welcome. Yes. Enjoy the lack of humidity.
Lack of humidity and lack of rain. That's why we moved here.
Heard that, man. And he's got that sweet accent, which is also good. So what was the really bad job you had?
I had a couple. I worked at a funeral home one time, and it was just a quick little gig I got, but it ended up being, like, a lot more than I expected because they had to put me out as a grave digger, so I was constantly outside, you know, digging graves, taking care of the graves, then I would have to go inside and, you know, help the people with the, you know, caskets, and then if there's anything going on with bodies and stuff like that, so that was a pretty intense job that I didn't expect it to become an intense job.
Did it ever Did it ever become routine? Like, did it ever just become, all right, here's another one?
Not really. It really wasn't that bad of a job. What finally got me was just, you know, children when they came in and you had to see them.
No, the worst.
Yeah, that was really. And I'm usually a pretty happy-go-lucky person, and everybody kind of was like, you know, hey, dude, you know, what's going on with you? I'm like, what do you mean? Like, man, you seem so like down the dumps all the time. I'm like, I don't know, man. That thing, it kind of got to me. So
you work at a graveyard. Like, oh, my God. Like, I couldn't do it. Knowing that, like, the filling in of the graves and all that stuff would just make me so uneasy.
Yeah, it was a rough job, you know. Because I grew up working on farms and ranches and stuff, so I was trying to do something different.
Yep.
And, like, you know, this will be a good little gig. You know, I might get to work with some, you know, small equipment, you know.
Sure.
Nobody complains. Nobody's there, you know.
But... yeah, no customer service.
No, it's bad. No, it's bad.
No returns or nothing, you know.
Yeah. Jesus. No parents.
Spidey, we got to run. Thank you, man.
You
got to call more often. Doesn't it sound like we'd be friends with him?
Yeah.
I want to be friends with Spidey. I do. No, that's funny. That brought back something that I hadn't thought about. When my dad passed, and I was holding it together for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, for my stepmom and all that. And at one point after, because my dad didn't want like a service, but we, you know, at the grave, you say a few things.
Absolutely.
You know, we pray and did all the usual stuff. So I'm trying to hold it together. And I turned away and just caught eyes with, you know, he's sitting on a backhoe because he's waiting to do, that's his
job.
That's his thing. And it was just funny of like, we just caught eyes. And you could see that there was just that little bit of pain in there.
Yeah.
For, you know, for this guy. And I lost it. Like I lost it. And I'm sure I probably looked a little, you know, because it's my dad.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, I thought, oh, how tough that must be.
God.
You know, for them day after day. And you got to see
see the emotions of every person.
Yeah, you got to separate yourself
from
all that. Definitely want to hear from Danny and her job at the tanning salon, and she was the mop girl.
I don't even know.
Rachel, Nicole, will get to you in 2 seconds. Rachel scooped ice cream too. And anything you got, what was your worst job? Hit us up right now.
P1s are the good people that listen to this show on purpose.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And for that, we thank you.
I have the biggest smile right now.
The Chep Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Yeah, tell us about your worst job. There's somebody that supposedly has to blow dry Mark Zuckerberg's pits. We're not sure if that's... Oh, I'm so glad that Maddie called. I want to talk to her in a minute because I've always been curious about this.
I love that you're
curious. Your job is a vet tech.
It.
No, I'm curious about it. So, Nicole, let me get to you. And no, we'll start with Nicole. You worked at a video store. Oh, wait, I can't hear Nicole. Sorry.
You were... Hello?
Yeah, we couldn't hear you for a second. We can now. You worked at a video store?
I did, you know, back in 96 when I was got my first job. So, yeah, I worked at a video store, and it was actually great. But the worst part of the job was, you know, before the internet, there was the adult video section, like a room where people would come and rent their hard disk.
No, wait. Before we get too far down the path here, did they preview the films before they?
No.
Oh, okay,
no,
good. Oh, it was not like that. Okay, no, I was like, before we get into a place that we can't get out of.
Right. No, so the videos would be like the video cover. You know, like the old VHS came with the sleeve of what, like, was supposed to be on the tape.
Yeah.
So the sleeve of what the video was, like, in front, and then behind it was the video box.
Yeah.
And so it's like a menagerie of things. And so we weren't even old enough to go in there, first of all, because it was like an 18 or 21 and over room. But we would have to go in there and like dust down the shelves and wipe down all the videos and the things. And
how old were you?
16.
Oh my gosh!
So it was educational.
I don't know if Forrest, you know, Gump, if you will, was educational, but. They would have, like, these movie names based off of real movies.
Oh, no, we're all familiar. Nicole, I think we've probably run our course with this conversation.
Yep.
We should probably go.
Probably have.
Yeah. You're the best, though. Thank you. I'm scared now that we were going to get ourselves in trouble. Forced hump, right? That's what it was?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. Forced rump? Was it forced rump?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe? I don't know.
It was something.
Rachel, you wanted to add to little Jess talking about how scooping ice cream was the worst job you ever had.
It sounded all fun until I got hurt. And when I made the complaint about getting hurt, they actually did something for me because it was Baskin Robbins. And
we probably shouldn't be mentioning company names right now. I'm just saying to avoid any further litigation.
Mm-hmm. Well, this was also about 18 years ago.
Yeah.
When I was 18. But the injury was so severe that I ended up having to have surgery.
Aww.
That's why it was the worst job.
Oh, my God.
Never thought about that.
Because the ice cream is not soft. Yeah.
Right.
It's not soft serve.
No,
it's
the ice cream is so hard that it legit, like, you go home in so much pain every day.
Oh, wow.
So they did me a favor by firing me day two then. Sucks for Rachel. Sorry.
I feel like somehow I'm going to get in trouble here. So, Danny, tell us about being the mop girl at the tanning salon.
Well, I call it mopping because, believe it or not, people, like, sweat a ridiculous amount when they're in tanning beds.
Sure.
But, so, I was young, and I thought it was cool, you know, because I would get to tan for free. That was before, you know, skin cancer was a big thing.
Yeah.
but anyway, so in between, like, you know, people tanning, I would have to go in and sanitize the beds and, like, you know, wipe down all the sweat and stuff. Yeah, and other bodily fluids, believe it or not, because people do some weird stuff.
Oh,
in tanning beds.
No.
Yeah. And I was traumatized by it.
Oh, well, it's warm. Yeah, it's warm in your neck. It's bad, though.
Needless to say, it wasn't worth the free tanning. And also, they used me as, like, the guinea pig. So, like, when they would change the light bulbs on the bed, they'd be like, hey, Danny, go tan in, like, room number two or whatever. And, like, as hell. And they're like, oh, yeah, those are new bulbs, you know. We were just testing them out, and I'm like, dang.
Thanks for telling me.
Come out of there.
What the hell, man?
Come out of there smoking. You're like, it's a little intense.
And she had to mop her own sweat.
Okay, we need to be careful with this. So, Maddie, you're a vet tech currently.
Yes, I am, yeah.
And the worst part of being a vet tech is?
Doing anal glands on a dog. The smell is horrific. It squirts at you sometimes.
Okay.
Grossest thing ever.
Oh, my God.
Once you smell, you can never get it out of your nose.
Okay, I think, yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
I think I'm traumatized by this conversation. So I'm traumatized by your job.
And apparently it's something that you need to do. Know that it's important for your dog.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody's got to. What did they do?
I'm just not going to do it.
What did they do before they figured that out? That this was a good.
I don't know.
I have so many questions.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
How about those Golden Knights last night, man?
I was there. It was exciting.
Huge, huge win for the Golden Knights.
Yeah.
I mean, they've been kind of on the uptick lately. And it looked really good. Had won three straight going in.
Yeah.
Had won all three games, you know, since coming home for the 5-game homestand and all of that. But here comes Tampa Bay riding an 11-game winning streak.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they're super good. Like, you ask anybody who knows anything about hockey right now, you go, what's the best team in the NHL? They answer Tampa Bay hands
absolutely
down. No big deal. Golden Knights put a whooping on them a little bit last night.
It was so dang exciting.
It was tight for a while, and then third period hits, 22 goals in 27 seconds. Reeves goes, give me that, and just goes. I mean, it was awesome.
Are you a mess talker when it comes to, like, other people's teams when they come into our house here?
No, absolutely not. Was there some of that going on last night?
Well, I am from the Tampa area. My uncle and my aunt actually live in the same neighborhood as the captain for the Lightning. So they talk all the time about going to the games and everything. So last night, my boyfriend thought it would be necessary to talk a lot of mess to them once the Golden Knights went up 5-2. He started talking
to
real mess.
Like texting them?
Yes. which you have to think they're 3 hours ahead. So it's like, I mean,
it was like midnight.
Yeah. Right. And he's deciding that now he's emboldened by the alcohol he's been drinking. Yeah, so let's talk mess.
Your boyfriend probably needs to pull back on the drinking. Just a touch. Just a
he was with his boys. It was a lot of fun, but I was like, I'm not very good at the mess talking. And I was like sober because I was DD and I was like, this is not good.
Yeah. And that whole getting up at 3 a.m, that's rough.
Yeah.
That's rough. No, I'm not I'll smack talk with my friends like for a rivalry game.
Sure.
For a big like, but that's mostly like it's a football thing for me.
Hockey's not where it's at.
Some.
I feel like you can talk mess in any sport as long as it's not your family. I feel like you can't talk mess to your family.
I'm not a fan. I thought, no, you especially talk mess to your family.
Exactly. Really?
Yeah.
The thing I don't like and what I thought you were talking about was opposing fans in the building. I hate that.
Oh no, don't do that.
Hate that. And part of what I do at the Rebel games is where I kind of hang out, where my home base is right by the visiting team's bench. And then right behind the visiting team's bench, obviously are usually parents and you know, like administration and stuff like that. So I always kind of try and be the buffer. You know, I say, you guys have everything you need. Are you okay? Do you know where the bathroom is? You know, just stuff like that. Just try and be helpful.
Sure.
And there was one school that will remain nameless. Not Reno.
Okay.
Okay. Because I know that's where everybody's going to go with it. And I'm sure everybody else will figure it out. Anybody who's in tight with Rebel basketball will figure this out almost immediately. I went to these people the last time they were in town, and they literally cussed at me and said, why are you talking to us? Get the out of here. And it was like, excuse me?
I feel like I know who it is. Can I mouth it? Wait, mouth.
No, it all doesn't matter. We could, because I already said we're not talking about it.
I love the trash talking, though. It's just when you go a little too far, like the visiting team. When cuss words come out, but the fun trash talking, it's cool.
I never go into somebody else's building and talk mess.
No.
I don't go into somebody else. I feel like that's your house. So I would never walk out. I would never disrespect you in your own house. Mm-hmm. And so I don't like that stuff. What?
I would.
Yeah, but that's why, again, that it explains a lot.
Remind me never to go to a game with Lil Jack.
That's why you've never been invited to my house. Because I know. Touché,
my friend.
That's why I wouldn't invite you over.
Mm-hmm.
But would I go is the question.
It doesn't matter. You're not invited. That's the thing. I know you're trying to take control of this, and it ain't happening.
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen to it every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Have you ever had to pay a bribe?
Uh-oh.
That's also don't at me, because you know this is true. It's common practice in Central and South America to have to pay somebody off to get stuff done.
Wow.
It's almost as easy as asking, have you been to Tijuana? TJ, I'll get you. I realized I've had to pay twice. Here's where this came out. So, a buddy of mine got shook down for $200 because he was trying to get through customs with CBD oil, completely legal.
Yeah.
The CBD oil is fine, but they were like, no, this is marijuana and you can't bring that in here. And it was okay, what do we need to do? And yeah. And so, it cost him $200.
Oh my God.
To take his CBD oil. Because he's got a bad knee.
I got you.
Makes his knee feel better. You know, and he was going to be doing vacation activities. You know,
when did you have to pay a bribe?
That's twice that come to mind immediately.
Uh-huh.
The first time, we took a plane load of people to Mazatlan. When I was doing nights in Seattle, we took a plane load of people to Mazatlan for spring break. And it was every bit the you-know-what show that it sounds like. And so at the hotel, there was like this rock formation with a waterfall thing that went into the pool.
Okay.
And you were, and there were signs. Well, okay, there was one sign. But I was going to say there were signs all over it. No, there weren't. There was one sign. There's one sign that said, don't jump off the thing. Uh-huh. But everybody jumped off the thing. And there was two dudes, twins, that were on the trip. And one of the twins jumped off the thing and hit his head and cut his head open.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
His twin brother jumped off right after him, hit his head, cut his head open. So they take these two idiots to
God.
It was the dumbest thing ever because it was like the one and the first guy didn't realize, or the second guy didn't realize the first guy that had happened.
Yeah.
So he jumped anyway and he did the same thing. And everybody else jumped. They were fine. These
the
two
twins.
Jokes. So, and I'm 22, 3,
okay,
maybe. And somehow I'm in charge. You know what I mean? Because it was crazy, dude. Before the corporate lawyers got involved with all these things.
You're the reason the corporate lawyers are involved now.
Quite possibly.
Thanks.
There's probably some truth to that.
Yeah.
So I go with these guys, you know, so we pick them up. Nobody from the hotel is around at all. So we get these guys, load them into a cab, and go take us to a doctor. So they take us to a doctor, and then all of a sudden, so the doctor's stitching them up, and they're like, and then the cops show up.
Oh, my God.
Why are the cops here? We're like, why are the cops here? And they're like, well, because a lot of times when you idiot, drunken spring breakers show up, you'll come to the doctor, but you won't pay. So we're here to make sure that you pay.
Oh,
man.
All right. How much is it? It's $200. Okay. I think I had just $200. And then it was, and then you got to pay us. So I'd pay the cops too.
Oh my God. So wait, how much did you end up having to pay the cops?
It was like $350. And I remember I had to go to an ATM. And we were praying that it worked, that the cop took me to an ATM.
Oh, my God.
Which probably wasn't a great idea.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean? It was probably. Wow. But it was like, you pay us or you're going to jail.
I'm not that cool. Like, I didn't have any. I've never had bribery stories.
And they're going to jail.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to jail and they're going to jail.
Yeah.
Why are they going to jail? Well, they were drunk and they weren't supposed to jump off the thing.
You're not going
to jail for that.
Yeah. But the threat, man. Yeah.
Anybody ever have to pay a bribe? I have another story, too. I have a TJ story.
My goodness.
You criminal, you.
Never my fault. I just had to pay it to get out. In Nicaragua, we paid $20 to get out of a speeding ticket, but we heard that they'll take food.
Ah, wonderful, honey.
Oh, this is great. I am now banned from Panama for trying to bribe a customs border. All right, what do you got? 702-364-9898. You ever had to pay a bribe before?
It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
When I'm going to work, dropping the kids to school.
Every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
But he had to pay $200 to get his CBD into Mexico. And it wasn't just that.
Yes.
It was, you're paying this.
Yes.
Like.
A forced bribe.
Yeah. Where you can keep it, but
that's so interesting.
One on the east side. One, you wait. That's not one. There's one. One, you say you pay bribe all the time.
Well, no, it's like ever since I was like a little kid. Every time we take vacations to Mexico, it was just in the budget. Like, you know, because we would drive from Southern California to Central Mexico, and it was like, you know, we have money for food, have money for this, but it's like every other toll, every other thing. It was like. You know, it's like, you know, $100 here, $200 there. And it was just, yep. It was just part of it. So it became a normal thing. And, you know, but we had to make sure that it was in dollars because they didn't want it in pesos. Cause,
yeah, they don't
know, dollars were worth way more.
That was the one thing I remember too, because this is a minute ago. But when I had to go to the guy didn't want to go to the ATM. He goes, you don't have any more dollars? You don't have any more dollars?
Oh.
And he was like, it's $20 for each of us. And there were like six guys. It's just $20 for each of us. You've got that. And I'm like, no. I've got to give this guy my money. I've got to give the doctor my money. And he was like, no.
Even back, it was like 93. I think the budget just going from like San Diego to like Central Mexico just for bribes, I think it was like around $500 just along
That's
the way.
That's amazing. Oh my God.
We used to tell people on Party Cruise, thank you, brother. Have a good weekend. We used to tell people on Party Cruise that just stay close. You know what I mean? Like when we would get off in Ensenada, just everybody take the same route, stick together, go to Papa's and Beers. Don't go, like, if you're gonna explore the waterfront.
Okay.
Don't head off. In TJ, my idiot friend, I almost got Chucker on the air, and I realized that's a bad idea. We've told Chucker stories for years. Chucker's the reason why I met my wife.
Okay.
Because he was shooting his shot with my wife, and just and it was just drunken idiocy.
Oh, yeah, no.
And I was like, get out of here. What are you doing?
He was a hot mess that night.
Yeah, and we ended up, and then that's how Amy and I ended up talking. Was because I was like, I'm so sorry for my friend. This is bad. and we ended up together. He's just that guy. We're in TJ, and we go into this bar, and we go upstairs, and he's like, I want a table for me and all my friends. And if there's like 10 of us, and so they're like, yeah, right this way. They start bringing buckets of beer and everything, and all of a sudden the girls come into the room.
Oh,
you want the girls to stay with you? No, we're cool. Well, how about if she just sits down for a minute? So the girl, yeah, sure, have the girl sit down. And it's like, no.
We don't need it, Jugger.
Literally, the girl would sit for a minute. Can I have a beer? Sure, you can have a beer. So this happened 3 or 4 times. And it was like, no, don't let the girls sit. And all of a sudden, then, here comes the guy. Wearing a freaking machine gun around his neck. And it's like, okay, you owe us $1,000. Why do we owe you $1,000? Because wow. 5 girls came in here and sat with you. What?
Oh, my God.
And Chuck was like, well, I'm not paying. And I was like, no, we're paying. We're paying. Yeah. So we all kicked in.
Wow.
We all kicked in. I think there was some negotiating. I think, as I recall... I said, are you sure it's 1,000? Well, 800, or whatever. Because it wasn't like there was a menu.
That's insane to me, though.
But it was like, no, you're paying for the beers, you're paying for the room, and you're paying for the girls. We were here 20 minutes. it was not the
steepest rental I've ever been in. Oh, my God.
No, it was, well, this is the VIP room. It is? Are you sure? Honestly. What? Wayne the Flagger, what did you have to pay a bribe for?
We were hanging out in Tijuana down there on the beach and smoking a reefer, and the Federales came up behind us, and we had to pool our money together, and we kept digging out another 20 and another 20. We finally got out of there for about $160.
Yeah.
That's insane to me.
The most expensive reefer.
And by the way, you will get frisked. You will get frisked, because after you give them the money, then they frisk you. Make sure you don't have more money. In fact, let me just jump over to here. Here, Marie, tell your story while I go find this email. Marie, you were dirt bike riding?
Oh, my God, yes. So, well, we were in Cancun in Mexico. So it was my parents', get-together holiday for Christmas, and it was us, my dad's kids, which is, I was one of them. And then it was like, so 4 brothers, 2 sisters. So it was 6 of us in Cancun renting the mopeds, right? And we all started, mopeding through the city. And my brothers start jumping the curbs, going through the grass, just cutting around.
Idiots.
Idiots. Okay, so this is in the afternoon, and we have to meet our parents for dinner, right? The rule was we could do whatever we wanted, but we had to show up for dinner, right? That was the agreement we had with our parents.
Cool.
So we were like, okay, no problem. We'll be there at 6, with bells and whistles. And what happened was that when they started doing all this, like jumping the curbs, going through the grass, we get, those cops started following us with the sirens and make us all pull over, tell us to get off the mopeds, and make us sit on the curb lined up,
yep.
And we start freaking out,
yep.
Freaking out, because we're all, in our 18, 20, not even, fresh out of the gate of college, just what do we do? And my brother,
he says, oh my gosh, you know, how much cash does everyone have? I was like, what? Are you crazy?
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't believe it. He was like, how much cash? Everybody start emptying out your pockets. And the cops are standing there saying, we're going to jail. They're going to arrest us. They start calling other police officers. Yep. And we're like, oh my God, we're going to jail. I'm going to jail. We're all going to jail. And my brother's like, get out your cash. And he makes us pull out all of our cash. We had like a little over $300 combined together. And my brother was like, how much money do you guys want? This is all we have. If you let us go, you can have it. And the police officers looked at each other, the cops, and told us, throw the cash on the ground.
Yeah, throw
it on the ground. Don't hand it to me. He threw it on the ground. The cops, I will never forget this, stepped on the cash and said, get out of here. And we, like, seriously ran on the mopeds. And they said, if we catch you doing it again, you're going to go to jail. And we ran on the mopeds, barely made it to dinner. We were all sitting there at the dinner table quiet. And my parents were like, what happened?
My idiot brother.
Normal for the six of us to sit at the dinner table quiet. Nobody was ordering drinks. Nobody wanted to talk to anybody. It was, like, awful. And to this day, we laugh. Like, make sure we go to Mexico with a ton of cash just in case.
Yeah, just like, in case your idiot brothers can't control themselves on mopeds.
That's the lesson here.
Don't jump the curb on the moped.
And I'm going to need you guys to go with your Mexican friends, please.
Okay, doesn't matter. My family is Salvadoran. We were crossing the border between El Salvador and Guatemala in a rented car when the guys at the border told my dad that he had the same name of an infamous criminal. Sure he did. He was detained while my mom and sister were forced to cross. They told my dad for $200 they'd forget the whole thing. He agreed, but then they frisked him before he was allowed to leave. See, I told you. This is what happened to me, too, both times. They frisked him before he was allowed to leave. When they frisked him, they picked his pocket and got the last $1,000 we had to our name.
Oh, my God.
Just what it is. Just, you know what? But that's just... It's how it works.
I don't ever want to go anywhere.
How it works. Okay, so we have a little more perspective on this. Which one do we really not like in this relationship? Arizona Service or this girl? I've kind of gone back over to where I'm on his side now. I don't like her.
See, I don't like him because he tried to change a homie that was already established to begin with. So
I'm sorry, change a what?
Change a homie.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Homie, my girl.
Mm-hmm.
Tried to change her. He knew she liked to go to the club. He knew that she wanted to. I mean, I'm just saying.
It's Friday. Kayla put her street pants on. Change a hobby.
She hood.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, you may be right. And honestly, I don't know. And why he needed to put her on blast, which you recall started on TikTok with that song.
Exactly.
So he put her on blast on TikTok. And then now he's making all the... You're right. I'm back on.
He's crying
about it. I'm back on team, whoever this girl is.
This girl needs a cut of this money right here because he put her on blast.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Make up your mind, Chet.
Yeah, I think I have.
Okay.
Perhaps. All right. We're going to go commercial free for the rest of the show after this. Jacob Toronto is here from ChasingCinema.com. With his review of Call of the Wild, the movie that I will never see.
But it's got Harrison Ford.
I said to my wife, should we go see Call of the Wild? She goes, absolutely not. And I said, why? I said, what problem do you have with Harrison Ford and computer-generated dogs? I said, why are you mad? Why are you mad at computer-generated dogs? Yeah. And she goes, you know what happens to that dog, right? And I went, oh, God, we're never seeing that.
I don't know what happens. I don't want to know. And my idea is that you have a lovely bond for the rest of your life.
And then she shamed my education. She goes, you never read that book in high school?
No.
And I went, no.
You're not alone. I never read it either.
Sorry, I'm stupid. apparently it doesn't end well for the dog. I'm guessing. You know? And I don't know. Here's the thing. Why do they always have to show that? Why in these things when it's the dog? Why do they always have to show that? Why can't the dog just be happy and live a long and fruitful life?
Why can't they just do movie, like book to movie adaptations where like you just twist it a little bit? Like I've been told that a lot of movies.
I'm not worried about that.
I would like you to change the end.
No, I'm not worried about that. I understand that eventually we all meet our end.
Yes.
But why do we have to see it? You know what I mean? Because they just want to mess with your heart.
You've been listening all morning. Keep it going at work.
They're just awesome. I love them.
The Jeff Buchanan Show kicks off your workday with commercial-free music on 98.5 KLUC.
Jacob Toronto, ChasingCinema.com is here. Yes, Miracle really is my favorite movie.
I love it.
Of all time. Miracle? Ooh. Departed? I'm just trying to think of what I watch every single
time. All by its proper name. The Departed.
No, that gets it gets so annoying after a while. Departed, Shawshank, Top Gun is probably way up there for me.
Okay.
Because I'm a dude.
Yeah.
You just wanted to
you said one a minute ago.
No Country for Old Men.
Oh.
Yeah, that's good. Well, Departed, too. I would put both of those in, like, the, you know, top 10 movies since 2000, I think. No Country for Old Men and Departed are some really, really...
Never seen either of them. So the guy, I get on it.
You've never seen No Country for Old Men?
No, I've never seen it.
Bloody.
It is. It is. But I'm Departed, out. Mark Wahlberg, Leonardo DiCaprio, Matt Damon.
I know.
Departed, you have to. You've seen Departed, yeah?
I have, but I don't remember much of it, except for the actors.
It's the same reason I'll never watch The Irishman. Don't care. I've never seen The Godfather, Casino, any of that stuff. I've never seen any of it.
Irishman was better than people gave it credit for. Okay, so if you had to go, how deep could you go? Could you go five deep on movies?
Five deep?
Yeah, what's your favorite?
Favorite movie, The Age of Adeline, which I know you guys are like, it's Blake Lively, and I love her so much. And then probably just Avengers movies after that, because I love that series.
just throw them in there in any order.
I love Captain Marvel. I thought it was so great, and it got garbage reviews a lot of times. Well, at least I saw a lot of garbage reviews
Dark
on
Knight.
It. The Dark Knight series was so good.
Early Dark Knight movies.
I was going to say, though, so you didn't have, like, any favorite movies till like, 2010.
Burlesque.
Okay.
I liked Burlesque, and I know it was garbage to everybody else.
I almost...
It had Cher in it. Just it has Christina Aguilera.
Okay, I don't want to do 10 minutes on Burlesque. I saw you writing. Were you curating a list?
Yeah.
Okay, if you had to throw them out there, what are your favorites?
Okay, so Grease for sure.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, Back to the Future. Menace to Society. Notebook.
No, I love this. You're all over the place.
Notebook.
That's awesome.
And probably Aladdin.
Okay.
The original Aladdin.
You know what I have to watch every single time now, too?
What?
Straight Outta Compton.
Okay.
Still haven't seen it. I want to see it so bad, too.
Get a life, Kayla.
I know. No, I really do need a life.
Been freaking watching Burlesque.
Okay. Yeah, how many times have you seen it?
Yeah, or Age of Adeline. My God. So, for you, what are they?
My top five?
Yeah.
I would say in no order, it would probably be City Lights, which is a Charlie Chaplin film.
I'm not going to know any
of
these.
Yeah, it's a wonderful... No, you will. It's a Wonderful Life is my BL and
Oh,
favorite.
It's a Wonderful Life is my favorite BLN favorite. BLN. Yeah, that one almost doesn't count. Yeah.
And then Jaws is up there for sure. I'm a huge Jaws fan.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I love that.
Jessica's not a huge Jaws.
I love that.
Oh, darn sharks in my pool.
That was the other question. So the first pick question today,
yeah,
which is how this all got started.
What was the movie when you were a kid that screwed you up?
So I had four older brothers, which meant that I had to like watch a lot of stuff when I was a very young kid. They made me watch Child's Play, and they made me watch the Leprechaun series. I don't even know if people remember the Leprechaun series. It was very much like Chucky.
I'm assuming it's a Leprechaun.
Yeah, killer
an evil Leprechaun.
Yep. Jennifer Aniston was in the first one. But no, none of them amounted to what damaged me as a human being more than Fire in the Sky. And I don't know if you ever heard of Fire in the Sky, but it was a film that was really based on a true story of these guys who claimed that they were abducted
that
by aliens.
Probed.
And that's like where the probe thing comes from with the alien. Like if you've ever seen movies joke about the probe scene, it all comes from Fire in the Sky.
Yes, Jessica, probed.
The scene in which the gentlemen are abducted scared the heck out of me. And I'm still terrified of the thought of aliens to this day.
Yes, that's exactly how you remember it. That's the thing that's horrifying about
it. That scene is so horrible.
Yeah, the rest of it is nothing. I know where you're trying to go with this, but you're right, but not for the reason you think you're right.
Mm-hmm.
I know what you're trying to do.
Just turn off my mic.
So yeah.
It's Friday. No, let it go. Let it flow.
I have no intention of watching any alien probe movies.
Yeah,
so
thanks. No thanks.
Yeah.
You know what? For the last hour of the show, let me head down to the office and get the bottle out of the drawer. You know what I'm saying? Have a good time. Okay, so what movie are we talking about this week?
We're talking about The Call of the Wild.
Mm. Oh, yes. Very different.
Oh, and by the way, so you just... Now, and with the kids in the car, so you don't have to worry.
Yes.
Call of the Wild is okay because it doesn't end the way that my wife and I think it ends.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
Without spoiling.
Yeah, the Call of the Wild, while there, of course, there is some dog adversity, is not as dreary as some of the other dog movies you may have seen.
All I think of immediately is Marley and Me.
That was very well said.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's not Old Yeller. It's not, yeah, not Old Yeller, Bambi. Not Marley it's and me. Not Marley and Me. Yeah.
Yeah.
This one, like, why
is it more like Homeward Bound? Is it?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
It's definitely more of like the Homeward Bound experience where they're struggling through
mid.
I don't know that I've ever seen Homeward Bound.
Oh, I'm going to bring it for you. I still have it on VHS, and you can borrow my VHS player.
Chance. Or I could use the internet. Great. Will you also bring a player and come over and hook it up? Or will you just transport me back to 1987?
Sure, absolutely.
All right, so Call of the Wild, six words. Six-word cinema, Call of the Wild. We're ready.
Harrison Ford stars in dog cartoons.
Oh.
That seems about right.
No, for sure. And I'm so glad you brought up Homeward Bound. Because if you remember before Homeward Bound and Incredible Journey, there was just a movie in the 70s, early 70s, called An Incredible Journey. And it was three animals that were, you know, actual animals going around through this horrible journey. And then, of course, they made the very famous Homeward Bound and then Homeward Bound 2. But those are three great dog movies that all cast real dogs. Now, you have this very, very serious Jack London story from 1903 about humanity and loyalty and all these really heavy themes, you know. And then you have this movie where Harrison Ford plays this gritty character trying to find his place in the world as an old man. And then you have this dog that looks like at any moment he's going to bust out into song. And it's the most conflicting thing because Harrison Ford is over here, this man like... staring deep into the flames of the fire that keeps him warm, contemplating life. And then you have this dog who's playing in the snow and you're waiting for him to just, you know, sing, you know, a Disney classic. And for me, it was such a conflicting thing. You know, this guy who made this movie directed Lilo and Stitch, and he directed How to Train Your Dragon, two movies about human characters falling in love with creatures. And this one is the least believable out of all of them.
Oh my God, that's great.
Yeah.
All right, so how many popcorns?
I'd give it a one popcorn. Because at least Harrison Ford like brings it all. Like, if anyone should throw, like, phone Ford. This in, Harrison Ford should have. But he was really trying.
You want to know what other movie Harrison Ford was in? The Age of Adeline. Just say.
It all comes full circle.
It all comes full circle. Yes, sir. Chet wouldn't like it then.
Chet would not like it. I would imagine Chet wouldn't.
Is there no explosions?
No. And I don't know if you're a dog, like a really big dog guy, but like,
I am.
There's this new, like, whole train of movies where, like, a dog's purpose, a dog's way home, where it's all CGI animals and they have to have huge emotions. If you don't know, the dog in this movie was played by a former Cirque du Soleil actor on all fours in motion capture. So he could emote very much like Caesar in Planet of the Apes.
No.
Yeah, like the same guy that did Precious.
Yeah, and I mean, anyone who owns a dog knows dogs emote plenty. I mean, you can tell how they're feeling. So to have like a dog have eyebrows jump up and have these emotions, it felt like I was watching The Lion King again.
I gotta be honest, this might have been your best review ever. Yay! Jacob Toronto, ChaserCinema.com. Apparently don't go see Call of the Wild.
Now that you're at work, the fun doesn't have to stop. The Jeff Buchanan Show kicks off your workday commercial free.
Good morning.
On 98.5 KLUC. Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
Little Jeff.
Hey.
Who is contestant number one today?
Stacy Heil from Silverado Ranch.
Hey, Stacy, what you going to do for a buzzer?
Bazinga.
Excellent. And contestant number two, please?
Wayne the Flagger from the East Side.
Oh, my goodness. WTF.
Oh, my.
I have an idea. What is it? Is it your usual buzzer?
Yes, it is.
Would you press it?
1738.
I love that.
I love him for it.
Why can't I think of one?
Fetty Wap.
Fetty Wap. It's the Fetty Wap buzzer. That's
Fetty Wap.
All right. Well, Champion's Choice. We have lovely prizes to give away today. Champion's Choice. And you know what? Thanks to our friends at Centennial Toyota, Champion today also gets Chet Buchanan Show shirt.
Oh, nice. Okay. Right.
Let's do that. Here's question number one, Kayla.
John Peters is back off the market 3 weeks after his split from which former playmate? Was that Pamela Anderson, Carmen Electra, or Shannon Elizabeth?
Bazinga.
That would be Stacey. Sorry, my screen went dark. Hi, Stacey. What's your answer, please?
Shannon Elizabeth.
Is it Shannon Elizabeth? No.
Wayne the Flagger, was it Pamela Anderson or Carmen Electra?
Carmen Electra.
Was it Carmen Electra? No.
Pam Anderson married that 74-year-old director or producer or whatever. And they were married for like 10 days. And then he was like, all right, I'm done. But I didn't even know this. He broke up with his fiance to be with Pam Anderson and get married. And now he's back together with the former fiance.
And by the way, he's 74. Looks pretty good for 74.
He does. He does.
He was a big deal back in the day, this John Peters.
Mm-hmm.
How old's his fiance?
34.
She's 34.
Yeah. How amazing is that?
Yeah, kind of.
And you've seen her before. You've seen her. She's an actress. You've seen her before. Julia Faye West. Look it up. When you look at her,
hot?
She's hot. She looks just like a younger version of Pamela Anderson. So he has a type, clearly. But you've seen her before in movies, I'm telling you.
All right. Well, no points. Here's question two.
Which mid-2000s show revival and seventh season is set to debut this April on the streaming service Quibi? Is that 30 Rock, Reno 911, or Parks and Rec?
Bazinga.
Stacy.
Reno 911.
Is it? Did you just Google it? Because that took a
while.
yes, it's Reno 911. But I love this. What? How do you say it?
Quibi.
Quibi.
Quibi. Yeah, that's the new streaming service that's coming out.
That nothing over 10 minutes.
Oh.
That's it. This Quibi is nothing over 10 minutes. Hmm. So it'll just be little mini Reno 911s, I guess.
That's awesome.
Yeah, no, it's funky. They had an ad during the Super Bowl, and I think we all went, what? Fine. One zip, Stacy, as we head to the all-important third and final question. Of course, we're anticipating, you know what, even better than that. Tomorrow is the 40th anniversary of the Miracle on Ice. So all of the 1980 U.S. Olympic hockey team, which might be my favorite team ever, will be there at the Golden Knights game tomorrow night.
Yeah.
I believe because they heard Lil Jess is going to be there.
That's right.
That's why they're going to show up. And then Sunday, they'll be the Grand Marshals of the Pennzoil 400, which I'm very excited
about.
That's
awesome.
So in honor of that 40th anniversary of the Miracle on Ice, we'll make this worth 40 big, miraculous game-winning points.
Justin Bieber and James Corden played Spill Your Guts, and JB asked James to rank him against which former One Directioner. Was that Zayn Malik, Harry Styles, or Niall Horan?
1738.
Stacy, just by a hair.
Harry Styles.
She says Harry Styles. If she's right, she wins. If she's wrong, she leaves the door open for Wayne the Flagger. Is it Harry Styles, dramatic pause? It is Harry Styles. So everybody wins today, but Stacy, you get Champion's Choice and you get a Chet Buchanan Show shirt. Wayne the Flagger, have a wonderful weekend.
I'll see you Sunday, I hope.
Oh, okay. Text a brother. Text a brother. Yeah, Let me know. And then, Stacy, you also have a wonderful weekend, and just let it wash over you that only one of you could be the champion today. And Stacy Heil of Silverado Ranch is that champion of
Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
Brought to you by who?
The Paul Powell Law Firm. More lawyer, less fee.
The Chet Buchanan Show. 98.5
KLUC. The Chet Buchanan Show. Starting your workday with commercial-free music.
Commercial-free.
Yes.
On 98.5 KLUC. The greatest person in the world.
I'm interested, Kayla. What you got?
Well, last night, someone tried to hop into yours truly's checking account and take all of her money. But luckily, Wells Fargo caught him immediately and put all my money back in my account. And I don't know really what's going to happen with that person, but hopefully they catch him, put him in jail.
Wow.
So thank you, Wells Fargo. Crazy. You is
the greatest person in the world.
Well, that was simple, Lil Jess. What you got?
So there was a video that went viral yesterday. It's the breakdown of a 9-year-old boy by the name of, I believe it's Quaden Bales.
Uh-huh. That's how I was saying it.
Yeah. So it shocked everyone yesterday. And he's been bullied because he suffers from dwarfism. And it's so bad to a point that he says all of these horrific things in the video about wanting to kill himself. And, you know, some people are like, should the mom have put it out or not or whatever? But all the celebrities and non-celebrities that are, you know, donating to him and sending him to Disneyland, it's amazing.
Let's catch up really quick. Hang on. As you can tell, I'm trying to put the audio in of the And whenever you try to hurry with these things,
it always just takes some time.
It never works the way you want it to work.
No.
All right. So here is the audio of this kid. And it's heartbreaking, by the way.
I'm going to die right now.
So I've just picked my son up from school, witnessed a bullying episode, rang the principal. And I want people to know, parents, educators, teachers, this is the effect that bullying has.
I'm going to deal with them.
This is what bullying does. So can you please educate your children, your families, your friends? Because all it takes is for one more instant and you wonder why kids are killing themselves.
Give me a right now. I'll freaking stab myself in the
car. Awful. Just awful.
I mean, that's just horrible. Like, me growing up, I didn't have to think about those things. I didn't have to worry about those things. And right? I feel for that kid and everyone else's kids who suffer through things like that. But
sure.
But Quaden, I just want you to know who is.
Well, so celebrities like Hugh Jackman and Jeffrey Dean Morgan and some other stars have rallied around him. And they wanted to raise $10,000 to send him to Disneyland.
Yeah.
Or Disney World or Disney. They've raised like 10 times that.
That's amazing.
And then there's been the clips from...
Quaden, you are stronger than you know. And no matter what, you got a friend in me.
That's Hugh Jackman right there.
So... Everyone, let's please be kind to each other. Bullying is not okay, period.
What I want you to know is that you have friends, me included. You have a bunch of friends out here, out in the world that you haven't met yet. But we're here and we got your back. And it's going to get better. I promise it will. You hang in there.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So.
Yeah. To everyone who's supporting him and everyone that... does their best to be kind to each other. Y'all is...
Sure.
The greatest person in the world.
You know, it might make sense because I've been talking about it all morning that I'd be excited and you'd say that my greatest person in the world would be the guys responsible for this.
11 seconds. You've got 10 seconds. The countdown going on right now. Morrow, up to still 5 seconds left in the game. Do you believe in miracles? Yes!
Still gives me chills. Still gives me chills. The 1980 U.S. Olympic hockey team, pretty good.
That's awesome.
Pretty good. But this is just the sweetest thing ever. This guy shows up to deliver a pizza to this family. They're in Rhode Island. He just delivered it on Saturday. The two-year-old kid, while he's on the way out the door, stops him and asks for a hug.
Say hello, bud. Enjoy your pizza.
I put it on my Instagram. Actually, I just put it up in my stories because we thought it was funny and cute.
And that's the mom. And this is the pizza guy. And the reason why this is a big deal is that he really needed that hug because he had just lost his own teenage daughter a couple of days earlier. And apparently she'd been battling some mental health issues. And, you know, you heard the mom. She put it out. It went viral. The pizza guy got in touch. Local news station found out about it. And, and obviously they wanted to talk to him.
Losing my daughter this past week, it just touched me because it was like she was there, you know, and it just meant a ton to me. You know, that might have been her just looking out for me at the time, and those words just made me think, like, wow, maybe she's there.
So it's funny you said it, and I'll echo that to everybody who's just being good to each other.
Yeah,
be good to each other this weekend. Don't be stingy with the hugs. You know, and you just might be
the greatest person in the world. Finally, all of that listening pays off.
Yay! All right.
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show's final exam.
Is that Mama Loops on the phone?
Who?
Yeah, is that Mama Loops? Is that Mama Loops on the phone?
Yeah!
Officially, her official name on her driver's license says...
Oh, Maria Gonzalez. Sorry, you threw me off with Mama Loops.
I know. I'm sorry. I'll speak English. So, hey, you're a winner. Congrats. Well, actually, not a winner yet.
Oh, yes, please.
Mama Loops?
I got this.
What is the Kesha song of the day?
Die Young.
Yes. Yes, it's evidenced by us. And then we just played it as well.
So exactly.
So either way, you're winning. Either way, you're winning. Kesha tickets, Pearl at the Palms, May 1st. One more chance for that later on today. Tyler Fox will play it between...
3 and 4 o'clock.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So we got that. It's good to hear your voice. Have a wonderful weekend. Do you have big plans?
Thank you. Just going to relax this weekend with family I got in town from Columbia. So very excited.
That's awesome.
When we were doing the bit earlier about, has anybody ever had to pay out a bribe, were they just smiling and nodding the whole time?
Yeah.
Right? Right? Well, if you decide to venture out with the family tonight, you may wish to go to Texas Station between 6 and 8.
Yep. It's fancy. They revamped the whole thing.
Yeah, to Texas Station really? at the Regal Theater. They didn't revamp the whole Texas Station, but they did revamp the Regal Cinema, and you're going to be there, right?
Yep.
And then tomorrow night, Kayla also from 6 to 8, but at
Boulder Station.
At the Regal Cinema there.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
They have like brand new recliner theater, all that stuff. So you got to come through and check it out.
So pick one near you and go have fun. All right, then.
Thank you.
Have a great thank you so much. Thank you, all of you, for listening. We appreciate you. If you're out at Las Vegas Motor Speedway, hit your boy up. Hit me on social. I'll find you.
Yes.
Okay, I'll find you. There's time.
And he knows all the back doors, everything. You got to go with Jet. It's so much fun.
Even if we don't have passes, I can sneak you places. Everybody have a great weekend. We'll see you back here on Monday. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Later.
The Chet Buchanan Show. 98.5 KLQC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.